brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather and by Lightspeed Aviation. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard avionics suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather at booth 303 during AOPA Aviation Summit, or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Grady reporting from AOPA Summit 2011 in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're talking with Dale Klapmeyer. He's, of course, one of the co-founders of Cirrus Design, but he's now recently been named the CEO. So hi, Dale. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's glad to be here.
So I guess the first question is, you know, what changes now, and how does it feel to be the CEO of your company, and what's going to change going forward?
Well, it's interesting, you know, what's going to change. We're not going to change a lot of policy and things like that, but we are going to change an attitude. Alan and I started this company because we love aviation. We love airplanes. We love everything that flies. I love our airplane. I love our company. I love our employees. And most of all, our customers. And we're now stepping into an era with our new partners where we really can fulfill the dream that we started with 25 years ago. And that is to provide airplanes that really change the lives of our customers. You know, every time I fly, I look down at the highways, and the highways are full of people. And it's like people don't know how wonderful general aviation can be for them. And we now have a partner that has that same enthusiasm for aviation. They love airplanes, they love the industry, they love our company, and the next step forward is going to be fulfilling that dream. There will be new products coming, you know, some that obviously we've announced, the Jet several years ago. Being able to fulfill dreams of the new products, and truly our desire to take care of the customer. What we want is somebody to buy a Cirrus and be a raving fan. And we haven't been in the position to maybe do that the last few years, certainly not because of desire, but because of our position. And the first thing that we're going to change is that interaction with our customer. And so I'm excited about the future for us. I enjoy meeting the customers. I enjoy working with our customers. And, you know, that's why we're in business. We are in business to be able to offer aviation to a wider group of people. And it's going to be a lot of fun now.
Okay, so what does that change in interaction amount to? Is that just a change in attitude, or will there be new programs, or what's in the works?
Well, there will be some new programs, but it is truly more a change in attitude. You know, there is there's a big gray area in life. Things aren't black and white, and we have to be able to interact in that gray area and truly take care of people. And having started the company with Alan, over the years, I mean, both of us, obviously, Alan and I, we had done every single job in the company, from obviously sweeping the floors to making our first tools to building every aspect of the airplane. We understand what our employees are going through and what it takes to build an airplane. And to be in a position where I can go down on the floor and work with each of the people that are building the airplane right next to them and let them truly understand what this product means to the customer is an attitude change that we can have throughout the entire company. And that's why I say, you know, I'm not looking at changing a number of policies. There will be some things that change, but it's the attitude of the company. Everybody that's in the company, we're there to build the best product we can. And I want to make sure everybody's having fun doing it. They have to enjoy their job. You know, I mean, that's what we want. We want people to be excited about coming into work in the morning and not just excited about what their piece of the process is, but excited about the entire product stream all the way to meeting the customer.
So other than the Jet, do you have other new ideas for products that will be in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're not ready to make any announcements on what product changes might be coming or what products are out there. But I only travel in my own airplane, in a Cirrus, and every time I fly, I'm thinking about what the industry could be and where this could go. So we're always dreaming, throughout the company, we're always talking about what it could be. So we want to get along that step to what it could be. So there will be changes to the current airplanes. It will continually evolve with our customer base as technology evolves. But certainly our dream from the day we started the company was to have a full line of airplanes. You know, people know what the next airplane is that's coming, and that's the vision. There's clearly other products out there that we want to build, we want to develop, we want to market and sell.
Okay, and what about all those people in the traffic, you know, when you're flying over them? What's your ideas for how to reach those people?
You know, it's tough to educate people on flying. And we all have ideas of why people don't fly. You know, it's very often comes down to it's so expensive. It's expensive to fly. And that's true. It is extremely complicated. And that's true. But the biggest reason people don't fly is because somebody is afraid of it. Whether it's the person, a spouse, family member, a board of directors, customers, whatever that base is, it comes down to fear is the biggest single reason people don't fly. And we have to continually use technology, use whatever means we can to make aviation safer and safer, and then actually be able to promote that. You know, because it is tough to get your license. It's probably harder than it should be because we're still teaching people how to fly an airplane that the industry doesn't build anymore. But with that being said, when you get through that step, flying is so easy, and airplanes are so capable today. You know, it is so easy to get from Hartford. Well, I came from Duluth yesterday afternoon. I dropped my wife off at her parents', because she's going to spend a couple of days with her family, and flew over, and it was, I would say it was relaxing. It was a four-hour flight from Duluth, and it was relaxing coming over here. We have to make sure people understand that aspect of it to see that there's something beyond their fear. We have to get beyond their fear and show people how beneficial this can be. You know, and we have to convince everybody of that, and obviously we have to convince our politicians of that too, because we seem to be battling an uphill battle with a lot of the legislatures, both national and state legislation, you know, that aviation is an enormous economic driver in this company, or in this country, and you know, we have to keep pushing that. All of us have to be the evangelists. Everybody that we talk to on this entire industry, we have to keep saying how great aviation is.
Okay, well, thank you, Dale. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I am very excited to be here at this show. I'm excited about what Cirrus can mean in the future. We truly are getting back to the goals and the attitudes and the enthusiasm that Alan and I had when we started the company.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the Zulu Point 2. Stop by the Lightspeed booth number 420 at the AOPA Summit and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu Point 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.